an Iranian pastor is tried on thought crimes, a ministry confronts debauchery on college campuses, and Operation World starts a global prayer initiative. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Christian pastor in Iran faces a potential death penalty for a thought crime. Voice of the Martyrs confirms the report concerning Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani's case. He was arrested October 12, 2009, and has remained in custody since then. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, says they don't have a thought crime law, that there is no such thing as a thought crime in Iran, and yet the reports are that that's what this pastor is charged with.
His trial is over, but a formal verdict hasn't been announced yet, nor sentence imposed. While apostasy can be punishable by death, it would be unusual. Still, the situation can be disruptive to ministry. Pray.
When this type of a crackdown and this type of threat is hanging over one of their leaders, it can have sort of a chilling effect on the entire church body. How bold do we want to be in our witness? How outspoken do we want to be about our faith?
There are more specifics on this story at our website. Next, Iran's Green Revolution created a wave of disillusionment and sent many in search of hope and truth. As a result, there are many ministries who say Iranians are searching for and finding Christ. With the rapid growth, there's a great need for Bibles. Vision Beyond Borders is helping a radio network raise funds for Farsi New Testaments. Pray that many Bibles will be purchased and the distribution will be smooth. Pray, too, for a continued harvest of souls. You're listening to Mission Network News. At a time when strategy and mission are integral to outreach, it's sometimes easy to forget about the power and the importance of prayer. Biblica is bringing prayer back to the forefront with a 7th edition, Operation World. Biblica's Mike Dvorak says the book is full of hundreds of pages of helpful information.
It takes every nation, island group, then it breaks it down by prayer needs, geography, religion, unreached people groups. It gives you a snapshot for what's going on among the nations, what God is doing, but ways that you can strategically pray with that content so you can join God in what he's doing.
Dvorak says they'll be holding a global prayer celebration webcast at operationworld.org Tuesday, November 9th at noon and 7 Central Time.
We have people like Ann Graham Lotz, Max Lucado, Johnny Erickson, Tata, and then global voices like K.P. Yohannan, Lindsey Brown from Luzon, and they'll be sharing with us why do we need to pray and what happens when we do.
M&N's providing you an opportunity to get one before it's in stores. Go to our website to find out more. Next, sexuality is making a move from individual experiences to corporate ones on college campuses. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's York Moore says this trend is nothing less than debauchery.
Debauchery as a concept, a simple definition is that it's excessive indulgence in the appetites, indulgences of lusts, of intemperance, of sensuality. Biblically, the concept of debauchery describes practices that people groups engage in that revolve around sensuality.
Not only is adult entertainment merchandise distributed at U.S. campus organizations, but students frequently join in group sensuality at parties. How is InterVarsity responding?
Debauchery is a corporate expression of sensuality. It needs to be countered by a corporate expression of spiritual health, a corporate expression of God's power.
InterVarsity continues to see record numbers of students turning to Christ as they live this out. One of the best ways to reach these lost students is with prayer. And church buildings may go up all the time in the U.S., but in Mali, a new building will make a statement. The Mali Evangelical Protestant Church Association is in the process of putting up an office building for church leaders. The building won't only serve as a symbol of autonomy and church growth in a mostly Muslim nation, but will provide nearby pastors with a library. Avant Ministries is helping with a cost, but more funds are needed. Help through our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to missionnetworknews.org or call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive M&N eBlast daily in your inbox, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. We're also in Spanish. I'm Greg Yoder.